I've been close, but those times when you're close isn't, you've always had a chance to win, and I've never been able to pull through. So this week we were, my cat and I really focused on not letting the emotions get to us about the winning, because you want to win so bad that if you let those emotions get to you while you're still on the golf course and you're still performing, it's gonna take you over. And so we didn't do that today, and now I can let them sink in.
Welcome back into Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal, Jay Greason, Wells Guthrie producing the show. Hoping everybody out there is having a marvelous Monday. The voice you just heard was Honda Classic champion Keith Mitchell, who we always love welcoming back into Press Row. It's the very first time we've welcomed him in as a winner. Keith, congratulations. How are you today?
I feel a little different this time talking to you boys.
I bet. We were wondering, Jay texted me earlier going, have you heard from Keith? And I'm like, I don't even know if he's woken up yet. All right, when did you go to bed? When did you wake up? And what do you do after winning, the day after winning your first tournament?
I went to bed at about 3 a.m.
Wow.
And it was a great night that we all just came back to our Chattanooga family friends, the Probascos down here, and stayed at their house. We had a bunch of people over and just kind of hung out here. And then I probably laid in bed for an hour and a half before I could even think about falling asleep. And then woke up at 6 o'clock, wide-eyed and bushy-tailed, just ready to just think about it some more. But I played today in a Seminole Pro member that I had committed to, and they don't allow cell phones out there. So it was pretty nice to have a little bit of quiet time with some buddies for a couple hours.
I bet. Keith, I think one of my favorite, knowing you and you've been great coming on here, I think one of my favorite things about yesterday is you think about all the people that have been, you know, may have done stuff with their kids, gone to a movie, whatever the case may be. They're tuning in around 5:30 to catch the end of this thing. They see you walking up to the 18th green. These people know about Brooks Koepka. They know about Ricky Fowler. They don't know a whole lot about you. And the first image you give them is, wow, that Keith Mitchell's a heck of a putter.
I hope it sticks that way, because if I keep putting like I did this week, I might have some more trophies.
You know, the NBC, and they did a good job. It was funny, because I will say this. You disappeared after you bogeyed those first two, and you were hard to find on the coverage. It wasn't until you birdied 13 that they're like, hey, here's Keith Mitchell again. But the analysts on 18 were talking about this being a life-changing putt for you. I know it's been less than 24 hours. What feels different already in your life after what transpired yesterday?
Thinking about playing in the Masters, one, I mean, that's something you dream about. And then two, having the, I mean, nobody can ever take that win away now. Like, I've won on the PGA Tour, and I've always won on the PGA Tour. And that's so cool to have. And to have it with some family and friends. Like, my mom flew down at 5 a.m. on Sunday, yesterday. She got a flight Saturday night, flew down Sunday to make it. And then just having her there, it was so neat, because she had a feeling that I was going to win, and she came down, and I was able to do it for her when she was there. So those are the feelings that really mean a lot. And people always ask what it feels like to, you know, win and have all the status and playing all these new tournaments. But the feeling from the time the ball went in the hole and the time I got out of the hole is what it's all worth. It's not about the money. It's not about the fame. It's about that feeling of accomplishment. And that 15 seconds is just something I can't describe.
In those 15 seconds, did you say, holy bleep, I made it?
I mean, I was clenching so hard my fist, I thought my fingers were going to explode. And I was like, I mean, it's just, I couldn't believe I made it, because I hit a good putt and it went straight in. I mean, it wasn't like it lifted right in or it was going too fast. I mean, it went right in the middle.
All right. Afterwards, they showed Ricky Fowler, who's widely viewed as one of the most likable guys on tour. What did Ricky say to you?
He just said, wow, because I don't think he thought I was going to make it. And he was like, man, that was a heck of a putt. And I said, well, I'm standing there on 17T, and I watch you make a 40-footer to go one back. And once you made that, I knew you were going to birdie 18. So the last thing I want to do is go to playoff with you and Brooks.
Jay and I were talking 30 minutes ago when we were kids. You know, they didn't have the graphics that they have on today. I mean, when you were lining up over that putt, they said it was 15 feet 6 inches and that you had a 21% chance of making it. What percent chance were you giving yourself?
100.
Listen to you.
Look at the big time.
Listen to you.
Big timer.
It's easy to say now because I made it.
Exactly right.
You're listening to Keith Mitchell, the Honda Classic champion here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
All right, Keith, with David as my witness, I said you're going to win this weekend. I just wanted you to be paired up with Charles Schwartz on the final round so you could tell him to taste it.
I had to play with him somewhere in Torrey Pines, and I played terrible. It was the worst event I've played all year, and I played with him, and I thought about you guys.
He's got Schwartz on his head.
Now, hey, you're going to beat everybody this side of Tiger, but, man, you get paired up with Schwartz, so it's going to be like a 78.
I think I might have shot 78 that day, actually.
Who's the biggest name you've heard from this week congratulating you?
Well, Peyton texted me. That was pretty cool.
That is cool.
Ooh, that's good company.
That's real cool. That's awesome. Were you more nervous in the bunker off the tee of 18 or standing over the 15-footer?
I was most nervous on the birdie putt on 15.
Okay. Why?
That was when I was most nervous. Because it was a dead straight putt, 5 feet. To go to 8 under, which would put me ahead of Ryan Palmer, who was already in the house. So I knew that was going to put me in the lead. And the only way I was going to miss that putt is if I screwed up. It wasn't like it was a tough read, tough speed, nothing. It was dead straight, like 5 or 6 feet. And once I made that in the center of the hole, I was like, all right, we can do this.
All right, what are you driving today? And just between me and you, what are you driving a month from now that you cashed $1.22
million? That would have been a very different question because I am a car guy, but thankfully I signed a sponsorship deal with BMW last fall, so they give me a car, and so I don't have to make that decision anymore because it might have been an expensive one if not.
Well, oh, man. What I mean, I know the Masters. I know you talked eloquently in the post round news conference about having your job security for 2.5 years. I don't want to get overly sappy on this thing. Was there a memory you had in the last 24 hours that kind of surprised you about, man, this is why I was banging balls at 9 and getting ready in Hickson? I mean, you know what I'm saying? Was there a moment that jumped back in your memory bank that you go, wow, this makes it all just even better?
It was actually when I walked into the locker room after a lot of media allegations. I had to go in there and sign a bunch of stuff and kind of hang out and just kind of some housekeeping stuff for the media. And all a bunch of my family and friends are in there. And we look up, and right when I walk in, there's the Golf Channel is showing me miss the putt in Portland to get my tour card.
Right.
And we all just like watched it and we're like, oh, like, remember when that happened? And it was just that moment right there was probably, that was the time I knew I could make it on tour. But at the same time, I thought I'd missed my chance. So I thought about that earlier this week, kind of using it as motivation.
You're listening to Keith Mitchell, who yesterday won the Honda Classic for his first PGA Tour victory. When you birdied the 13th, and it was a six-way tie, Keith, on the broadcast, you were listed sixth. And I know that's kind of a prestige thing. Tiger Woods pulls into a six-way tie. They don't list Tiger Woods sixth. I think moving forward, that won't be the case.
Well, it's funny. I kind of... In the newspaper on Saturday morning when I was sitting here getting ready to go warm up and I was in the last group, it says, no names lead the Honda. And then it said, somebody said on some telecast that the two guys that are leading the Honda on Friday will not be in contention on Sunday. And I know I haven't been out there very long. I know I haven't won a tournament. I know I haven't, you know, maybe come close coming down the stretch before, but you got to do it at some point. if everybody gets their first win and their first big breakthrough. And when that happened, I was like, I want this to be my win. I don't want, like, you're eventually, like, you want to win so bad. It's like, why not me? Why not now? And that was, I kind of used that as a little bit of fire.
Keith, I think the PGA does a really good job of putting those post interviews up online, and I got to watch last night. I loved it when you were asked how many majors have you played in, and you kind of took that mic and leaned forward and were like, zero. How different was that, just having the audience there, because that had to be new to you as well?
Yeah, again, I was still in the crazy emotions of winning. That was really different. But I, the last thing I was doing was actually thinking about what was going on. I was Doug Milne, who was interviewing me. He covered me on the Latin American tour, so I'm pretty thankful to have guys like that around that I've been working with for 5 years. It makes it a little bit more comfortable and a little bit easier. But it's hard to, you know, the emotions I felt on 18 are hard to put into words. And I wish I could do a better job of it, but I was so jacked and amped and all of that at the same time, and just having the feeling of accomplishment is just incredible.
Do you think you'll come out of the clouds in time for the Arnold Palmer?
I hope so, because it's so easy. It's golf. If I don't play well at the Arnold Palmer, and I talk to y'all next Monday, I'll probably be pretty pissed. So, I don't want to tee it up and not try to win. So I'm going to have to get a good night's sleep tonight, and I'm going to have to do a lot of media stuff tomorrow. It's going to be hard. It's going to be really hard to get back in focus. But, I mean, that's the name of the game. That's amazing that Tiger can win 9 times and have all this media in 9 times in a year, have all the media obligations and everything. I mean, and he continued to win. It's truly incredible.
All right. And finally, because I just got two more. I didn't know if we were going to do a rapid fire or not. Have you already inquired about your Skybox luxury suite at Sanford Stadium for the fall?
If I could go to more football games, I think I would. But our schedule is just terrible during football season that even if I had one, I probably wouldn't be able to use it. So I'll probably just mooch off somebody else's.
He keeps advancing in the tour.
Yes, he does. Good point. Does Vijay Singh smell like Ben Gay?
I don't know how that guy swings it and hits as many balls and hits it as far as he does at 56. Today when I woke up and tried to start warming up, I was sore and cracking and hurting. I'm like, this guy has hit a trillion golf
trillion.
Balls and is hitting it just as far as me at 56. I don't know how he does it.
So the answer is yes, he smells like Ben Gay.
I mean, I know what you're saying, but I think you have to have Flexol, Icy Hot. I think you have to add it all in there.
Right.
It's like a mixture of concoction.
Well, listen, Keith, congratulations on your accomplishment. You had so many people rooting for you back here, and best of luck advancing as a winner on the PGA Tour. And you have already defied any notion that you had gotten too big time to join us on Press Row again.
Take that, Charles Schwartzel!
Well, I hope y'all are never too big time for me, so let's just keep it even.
That sounds great. Keith, congratulations. Wonderful, wonderful job. Keith Mitchell, the Honda Classic winner, joining us here on Press Row. 648-1051 is the number. You're listening to ESPN 105.1 The Zone.